Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to talk about light and darkness. Let's get started. It's truly a sobering thought. When you turn away from knowing God, you are inhabited by darkness. And it's not a static possession, but a wickedness that corrupts and devolves you ultimately into a tortured oblivion. Romans chapter 1 explains this condition. It says, "For since the creation of the world, His, that is God's, invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened, professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, for this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves a penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them." Wow! That's Romans chapter 1, 20 through 32. Quite an indictment. Now, from the beginning of our world's creation, that is, the 6 days in Genesis, which included mankind, God's divinity and power indeed were clearly displayed, and men did absolutely know He was God. But they refused to glorify Him as God and were not thankful. As a result, their thinking, their minds, their imaginations, it became wicked. In fact, demonically wicked. And their inner beings became terminally dark. Now, this played out as they insanely worshipped idols made to look like men, birds, beasts, and creeping things. But the darkness had only begun to devolve, for wickedness drew doomed men into self-annihilating perversion. They defiled one another. Men with men, women with women, women with demons, and so on. So that they no longer regarded the truth of God, but adored and served the lies of evil. Now, we witness this in Cain. We see it in the condition of the world before the great flood, and we have record of it in every society from Egypt to Babylon to Rome, even the Jews. The only thing that countered the devolution was the introduction and spread of the gospel. Wherever the good news sowed its light and life, where Jesus Christ was glorified, men's lives turned away from the corroding darkness. But there is always a choice. And really, it's the ultimate choice. Believe God or believe the lie. Now, to believe God is to believe that he took on human flesh, lived a perfect life, and died on the cross, carrying the sins of all mankind. Then the third day, he rose again and is now seated on the Almighty's right hand. To believe the lie is to believe Satan as he shrieks, "You will not surely die. God doesn't care about you. Sin is satisfying. Live for you." Every satanic thought and word is a lie. And those who have embraced the darkness can't see it. They hate the light. They hate and twist the truth. They are shriveling into oblivion. And even as you choose light, choose to believe God, you discover that God likewise has chosen you. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light." At every moment, eschew, that means turn away from the darkness, because 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, "You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." Light is your life. 1 John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Dear friends, take God's lifeline. Let him pull you out of the flow of darkness that is circling down into the sewage pit of death and hell. Take his outstretched hand now.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.